Kimmy Walker is 51, a mom of three with a full-time job, and she's a student at FSCJ.
That's my life. I got the kids, I got school, and I have work.
This May, she's expecting to graduate with a bachelor's in supervision and management and a paralegal certification.
And so when do you fit classes in?
Ooh, that is the question.
She says she relies on accelerated online courses, night classes, and the convenience of multiple FSCJ campuses. She's what college spokeswoman Jill Johnson calls a non-traditional student. FSCJ has a lot of them.
We want to continue to be the community's college and strive to remain open access so we can meet the needs of all of these students.
FSCJ offers 13 types of four-year degrees, but under a new Senate bill, it might become harder for state colleges to add or expand bachelor's degree programs. The so-called college competitiveness bill makes it clear that those degrees are a secondary, not primary role of the community college system. The legislation would limit the growth of such degrees by imposing a cap based on the percentage of students enrolled in four-year programs. And FSCJ oversight would be given to a newly created State Board of Community Colleges appointed by the governor. Johnson says that's concerning.
We don't really see that a creation of another layer of oversight is necessary, as well as looking at there being an additional cost to taxpayers.
The state board would review state colleges annually and could modify or terminate four-year degree programs not in line with compliance or meeting standards. The bill is working through Senate committees ahead of the full legislative session in March. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.